Finding tenants and rental application, a very, very important process that you do it properly. You know, like I just mentioned, a horror story I had with some professional tenants in Memphis, and they're in every market. You want to be very, very careful that you do your homework to mitigate the possibility of having to do business with one of these people, because they, you know, they're charlatans and they are scam artists, and they are painful to have to deal with. I don't want to scare you, but there's a few of these people out there. But if you do your screening process properly, you'll be fine. So every tenant needs to fill out a comprehensive application. And it's in your document library in a Word format, so you can change it any way you like. And you're going to get there, for every candidate that applies, you're going to get a credit report, you're going to do a criminal history, you're going to actually make the phone calls, or somebody is, to verify their employment, and ideally call a previous landlord, or two. You know, call the one before the previous one, because if the current one's trying to get them out of the property, they'll lie to get them out, okay? So just, you know, and ideally, I prefer institutional landlord references versus a private owner, because you just never know who you've got if you call a private owner, unless you really do your homework and confirm that they own the property and verify they are who they say they are. But if you've got a property management company, then you can be assured you're probably getting accurate information, okay? But spend the time on this, guys. Don't just go with your gut on this, even though I believe going with your gut, but that will burn you if you do it too often. And I recommend that you always do this homework on every tenant that you get. And then collecting rents. Once they get behind, it's very common for them not to catch up. I do not allow them to get behind. It snowballs and it becomes an every month thing. So you have to be strict. You know, in most jurisdictions, you can give them the first notice on the 5th. The rent is always due on the 1st. And you start the eviction process on the 15th. I know that's harsh, but once they know that's how you do things, they won't push you. And that's what they do. They'll push you, and you don't want to allow that to happen. So, you know, you and your on-site manager or your property management company need to know the policy and stick with the policy. And very, very important. This last thing I want to really give emphasis to. When whoever it is that's doing your lease up process, be it your on-site manager, be it your property management company, even if it's you, when you're signing the lease, you take the time to sit down and tell them what your policy and your procedure is verbally, okay? Very, very, I can't stress this enough, how important this is and how powerful this is. If you sit there and tell the resident, listen, I need you to know, I will take good care of you. I will fix your maintenance problems. I'll be here for you if you have a problem. I've got your back. And I need you to know that if you don't pay by the 5th, you're going to get an eviction notice. And if you haven't paid by the 15th, we start the eviction. And if I let you stay, you're going to pay a couple $300 in attorney's fees to stay. So I don't want there to be any misunderstanding here, you know, and go through the rules. You know, we don't allow people to disturb other residents. You know what? Go through your rules. And by the way, there'll be a list of rules in your materials as well. But take the time to verbally go through those. Do not rush that process. If they understand that and they hear it, it's much more effective, and you'll have much better residents if everybody has a clear understanding of what your expectations are. So take the time to do it. I cannot stress that enough, okay? Okay, avoiding discrimination. This is a big one. And there are professional scammers out there that will intentionally try to test, particularly larger landlords that have some money, but even smaller ones. You are subject to the Americans with Disabilities Act, number one. You're subject to, you cannot discriminate. You cannot turn somebody down for your property because of their race or their religion or their familial status or if they're disabled or, you know, what their sex is, marital status, sexual orientation. You cannot turn them down, okay? So whatever you do, remember this. Very, very important. You have to turn them down based on, I'll tell you why. You have to turn them down based on insufficient income can be one, bad credit, negative references, if they have a criminal record, maybe you don't want pets, or an eviction history. That's a legal reason to turn someone down. These other things are not legal reasons to turn someone down. So be sure that you turn people down, and when you do, for the right reasons. Otherwise, you could have a lawsuit, and that nobody wants to go there. So I'm not trying to scare you again. It's just going with both eyes wide open and do things with integrity, and you'll never have a problem, okay?